News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we want to turn our attention back to that story I mentioned. It's on the front page of the Irish Independent today, revealed the worst areas for drug and drink driving. They have gone through CSO data and they show that rural areas still the worst for drink driving. Drug driving is a problem in cities. They also talk about the fact that 34,000 motorists have been caught driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs over the past 5 years. And that number, worryingly, is rising. Well, joining me on the line is Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority, Moya Murdoch. Moya, a very good morning to you. Look, I know this story comes in the middle of the Christmas season when the Road Safety Authority would have a big Christmas campaign out. We might just talk very briefly about that campaign. First of all, targeting, I suppose, the objective of getting people not to take a drink and drive. What does the campaign involve?
Good morning, Kieran. Yes, well, in this country, sadly, drink driving still remains, probably, along with speeding, the biggest contributory factor to deaths on our roads and serious injuries. So every year around this time, we obviously know that people are out enjoying the festivities. There's a lot of socialising, and we're trying to get that message across to everyone, and especially the younger people, because we are seeing that that demographic seem to have missed the message that you cannot take alcohol and drive safely. It impairs driving and you can never ever take a chance there, not with your life, not with other people's lives. So Christmas is the time we get that message across to everyone.
And I'm surprised that it's the young people doing it, because if you didn't know any better, you might say, you know, people who've grown up in a culture where, of, you know, we all remember the ads, you know, just two will do and that type of thing. That they might be more reluctant to follow the zero tolerance approach. But you're saying, no, it's young people. It's young people who've never known any other law are refusing to abide by it.
We need to remember that too, that the message would have been in everybody's mind years ago that you can't, and we were getting it across to people, you can't drink and drive. But young people at that time, they were probably teenagers, they're probably younger than that, and these messages would have just gone over their heads. So it's possible that they just weren't tuned in and the parents weren't passing on that message. But also kids do see what their parents do and they do mimic behaviour. Also, there can be an element of that type of behaviour going on. They may not realise that the alcohol they've consumed is as potent as it is. And we also see a big phenomenon there of pre-drinks, having a few drinks before they head out. Maybe they think when they are out, they're not drinking anymore, but they have taken enough that's going to cause serious impairment there when they do get out. So really, you know, we have to make sure we keep re-educating, and we cannot assume that everybody has that message. We have to expect new drivers coming into the system when they turn 17, 18, that they may have missed that message. It is surprising, it really is, to think that people are still taking a chance and drinking and driving. And I think the stats really do show that the enforcement is out there and that numbers are up. Most people are listening to the message, but there is a small cohort of people. Road deaths are down in this country, but there's a small cohort of people who are still engaged in that type of behaviour, and they will be caught. That's the best thing that can happen to them. The worst thing can happen to them is that they'll kill someone else or be killed themselves.
In terms of where those people are, an interesting breakdown by locality in the paper today in the Irish Independent. Are you surprised by what they show, that you're more likely? Well, I guess, you know, you can't tell if you're more likely to drink and drive. You're certainly more likely, it looks like, to get caught drinking and driving in rural areas. Maybe that's what it shows in urban areas.
You're not just more likely to get caught, you're more likely to be killed in rural areas. It is a problem in rural areas. I know the legislation, there's often criticism that it's an attack in rural Ireland, but over 81% of the fatal crashes that took place between 2008 and 2012 occurred on rural roads where alcohol was a contributory factor. So it is an issue. The roads, you know, they're not safe at times when there's no impairment. But when you take alcohol or drugs, it's a serious combination and the outcome is never good. So rural Ireland has suffered more than urban Ireland when it comes to drink driving. But in more recent times, we really do see a big, there's additional guards have been put into the traffic. the new Assistant Commissioner, Dave Sheehan, has committed that there will be targeted enforcement in these problem areas. And we can see that coming through in the stats. Definitely the new guards are out there. We can see visible enforcement. And if people think they're going to get away with it this year, I can assure them that they're taking a major chance.
What's your assessment of how well the drug driving rules have been working? Because we've shown some statistics here. Obviously, there's a lot fewer tests carried out on the side of the road compared to drink driving. Now, that's because they're more evasive. They're harder to do to as many cars in the same amount of time. But how do you feel it's going?
Well, I think it's definitely showing results there. It does take a few minutes longer than a breath test, but they will still have all of the equipment to hand to do it. The chemical testing, roadside testing, was introduced in 2017 following the actual physical impairment testing that took place in, the year before. So we can see those numbers going up, and that is the research too from the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, that they are seeing a significant increase in the number of people testing positive, and also in the coroner's files they are seeing a lot more drug combined with alcohol in the road deaths out there. So I think it may be a phenomenon of the boom being back, that people have more disposable income, and sadly they're engaging in drug driving as well as drink driving now. That does seem to be a return to boom time behaviour there. So the guards are well equipped now to test for all for the four key drugs out there, and the public need to be aware that even a small amount of alcohol combined with a drug like cannabis is very, very potent.